to our early morning service today. It is the fourth Sunday in Advent. Next time that we'll meet together will be Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day will follow. So given all of that, there is no Wednesday night Bible study. We're going to be doing Bible study in our home. How about that? Christmas Day will be our Bible study on the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. And things are in full swing. The sanctuary is beautiful this morning with all the poinsettias. They're in full tilt. Everything is going to plan. We've got a beautiful service on tap for today. And then Christmas Eve will be our normal 6 o'clock service. So hopefully technology is our favorite friend this morning and all of it will be captured for you. I've got a beautiful cup of coffee. My wife and family yesterday spent all day baking homemade cookies, and there's an assortment in the back in our narthex. So if you're coming this morning, you can enjoy some of those treats or have a donut that we picked up today from Timmy's. But hey, we're glad you're with us. We're glad you're celebrating with us. Today we're looking at Luke chapter 2. We're going to talk a little bit about that story with the coffee, with you, and with Jesus present. We're glad you're here. We're going to start off. You may not know these songs. They're not really songs that you can sing along to, but they're songs that will enlighten your soul and spirit. I picked them out as I heard them. Some contemporary music, so enjoy them. If you can sing along, great. If not, enjoy the first song, and then we'll open with a word of prayer.
Hiding from the storm, found no place at the keeper's door. It was for this a child was born, to save a world so cold and hollow. The sleeping town they did not know,
is there room in your heart for
of song to bring in the tame. God, can we make room in our hearts for God to write His story? God, we have come to celebrate You. You are the reason for the season, and You are the one in which we put our trust. We are grateful, God, for the story. We're grateful that the story never changes and the story goes on. We're grateful that the story lives in us. May we make room today for God to write this story in us. May we give Him our life, our totality, the sum of who we are. May we give Him our love and our grace. We've come today, Father, to celebrate You and ask that You would bless the time that we spend. We would honor You, God, with our thoughts, our time, our talents, and our intentions. Father, may Your blessings be upon all things today. In Jesus' holy name, amen. I bring to you the story this morning from Luke, chapter 2. Beginning at verse 8. And there were shepherds living in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you the good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, Bethlehem, a Savior has been born to you, and He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those to whom His favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." May God add a blessing to the reading of that word, and we'll celebrate that a little bit. In our time of prayer today, we want to keep our little Jackie in our prayers, that God has brought her home and that she's resting comfortably, but we want to keep Jackie in prayer. We want to keep her mom Judy in prayer, Louie and Suzanne, Deborah, who is away, Roxanne, who is at home recovering. We want to send multitudes of prayers to those near and far, those who are working, those who are out and about doing their normal task. I pray for my brothers in their churches nearby to us in Sterling Heights. I pray for my brother Mark in Evanswood, Brent and Hope Crossing, and Tom in Chippewa Valley, and Wendell, who is in Romeo. We're surrounded by a great company of hosts, but we remember them. I remember Pastor Salim and Kenya. We just pray that God will bless them. And as we prepare for prayer, I've got another song for you that's a contemporary song. So just enjoy it. We'll worship together and then spend time in prayer, and then I'll celebrate the message.
Precious promise, Son of God, Son.
Father, we have come, even though Francesca Battistelli writes the song Messiah, on our knees we fall. A Savior born to us, His name is Emmanuel, God is with us. We call Him Messiah, Savior, Lord, Friend, our God, our King, our Lord. We call You by the name of Jesus. The one who has come, the one whom we celebrate, the one who has given us peace, hope, joy, and love. And today, Father, is a culmination of coming. I can only imagine what Mary and Joseph must have experienced. But Father, may we experience Your presence today. May this church and all who gather, may all who are watching experience the presence of Jesus. Father, I know that we come with a multitude of needs. I pray for Deborah, who is with her sister. I pray for healing on Nidra and Chris. And I pray for Your protection on Deborah. I pray for Jackie, God, that You would give her rest, and her and Judy, and that You would touch them physically. For Melanie and those that are attending to the care, God, bless them. Bless them with Your presence and bless them with Your healing. I pray for Charlotte, who is watching from home, and our technology frustrates us and she wants to see it. God, just bless her with peace today. Be with Louie and Suzanne and give them strength today and healing on their body. I pray for Jonathan's cousin, God, that You would bring healing to them. I pray for Maria's sister Josie. I pray for Kathy, who is at home healing. I pray for those, Father, that are around us, close and near. I pray for the Burbage family, Father, that You'll continue to bless them in the loss of Lee's sister. I pray for our friends in Tennessee, Rodney and Anita, God, who have blessed us and continue to support our congregation. I pray for our family in Tennessee, for Christy and Jack and Debbie. I pray for family in South Carolina. I pray for my friends and brothers and sisters in Kenya, God, that You would pour out Your Spirit on Pastor Salim. I pray for Mark and Brent and Tom today and the churches in Sterling Heights and across this great state of Michigan and Brother Wendell. God, that You would speak in and through them today as they deliver their message, that God, Your hand of anointing would be upon the words that they celebrate. Father, we'll thank You and praise You for the words that You have given to us today. Father, bless it. In Your holy name I pray. Amen. I happen to be reading this word over and over again, which is no surprise given the Advent season, and these words were a culmination in the birth of Jesus. But I imagine that for a moment, there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Now, it was customary for the shepherds to be out in the fields. But I wonder if we could say, and there were linemen out in the fields. I wonder if we could say there's doctors out in the fields, nurses, EMTs, firemen, police officers, production workers. Maybe there are people out there that I've forgotten, construction workers. Maybe there's people in the city workers. Maybe they were out in their jobs nearby. They were keeping watch over the things that they were attending to. Maybe it was the people. Maybe it was the fields. Maybe it's their job. Maybe it's production applications. And I know that some of my dear friends, and I'm thankful for them, Dominic and Aldo and Nick and Andy, and many of them are out working today, but they're out doing their normal activities, and even some of our church. Maybe they're preparing for heading to Chicago to watch the Lions play, but they're out in their jobs, keeping watch over the things that they have normally attended to. And yet, this says that the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. We pray this morning that that message is clear in us, that the angel of the Lord will appear to us, and the glory of the Lord will be around us. And there's no need to be terrified. If we're busy doing the applications in which we're called to, even this morning as we're in church, I pray that the angel of the Lord would appear to the pastors, the women and men who are
are delivering the word of God today, that the angel of the Lord will appear to them, and the glory of the Lord will shine around them, and there's no need to be terrified, for God is with us. And the angel said, don't be afraid. Today, in the town of David, in Bethlehem, today we celebrate in Bethany Church, maybe in Evanswood, maybe in Hope Crossing, maybe in Chippewa Valley, maybe it's in Riverside Community, maybe it's at the Baptist Church down the street, or the United Methodist up this way. Maybe it's the Catholic Church around the corner, or the Lutheran Church on the corner of 19 and Riverland. Maybe it's all of those places that God's presence is with them, and today they celebrate the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And it says you will find a baby wrapped in cloths. Well, that baby is alive and well and lives in us. And I pray that the words will be the glory of God in the highest, and on the earth peace to all those on whom his favor rests. In other words, it's glory to God, and on earth, this earth, peace to all on his favor rests. They wanted to go and see. And it says, when the angel left them, they left and went to Bethlehem to see this thing which the Lord has done. I pray today that it will drive you and I to go and see what God has done. It is one thing to know about it. It's one thing to hear about it. It's one thing to be attentive on the things that we're doing. But go and see. The scripture calls us to go and be an active part. Celebrate it. Open up your computers. Listen to the message. Go and see what God has done. It says this happened which the Lord told us about. Scripture is fulfilled in our presence, in our celebration today. May that be the light of who we are, that we can be about our daily activities. And the shepherds were. They were doing their normal things that shepherds do. And God appeared to them. You and I should experience the presence of God. You and I should let all things subside for just a moment, not only on Christmas Eve, but on Christmas Day, but not only those days, but today. May you pause for just a moment, and may you and I experience the awesome presence of Jesus Christ. That baby that we celebrate over 2,024 years ago, that same child lives and reigns in us. And the scripture has been fulfilled. The promises have been foretold.